This morning, we have a special guest on the line. It is Jim Spiros, one of the founding partners of Spiros Law here in Kankakee. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. It's always great to have you here. We're super grateful to have Spiros Law as one of our many wonderful sponsors here at WFAV. And how is Spiros Law still able to represent clients during this time?
Well, we're representing them virtually, and we're using our electronic communication and our ability to do our work from home. And so we were able to kind of transition to our home and create offices within the home. And our cases are moving forward, and our representation remains the same. So that's our existing cases. New cases are, we're meeting clients virtually, either on the phone or through video chat, whatever they prefer. So it's kind of business as usual, except we're not doing it across from the desk like we used to.
Well, thank goodness for technology, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are the rights of businesses that were forced to close or scale their businesses back due to the coronavirus shelter-in-place guidelines?
Well, most businesses have an insurance policy, and oftentimes we don't pay close attention to that policy, but most policies have what's called business interruption coverage. And that means if your business is interrupted from an event, oftentimes we think about a flood or a fire, the insurance company will pay for the losses associated with that interruption. It could be lost profits. It could be the necessity of cleaning a business up and so on and so forth. So every business owner should pull their policies, have them reviewed by a qualified attorney to see if there is business interruption coverage, and put their insurance company on notice if there is a business interruption provision. The most important thing is to put the insurance company on notice and let an attorney review it, because the insurance companies are going to deny the claim right off the bat. So it's important to have a qualified attorney take a look at the policy for them.
So why is it, I mean, besides the fact that they could deny it right away, what's another reason why an attorney like yourself needs to look at these claims or help file these claims?
Good question. So one of the first steps in any insurance policy is called notice. It's our requirement that we put our insurance company on notice. And if we don't do it in a timely manner, the insurance company will say, you failed to put us on notice, and therefore we lost our chance to investigate. So it's important to have an attorney who can interpret the policy, make the proper notice to the insurance company, and therefore take that defense away from them, so the policy could at least be implemented. And their first line of defense, which is notice, is kind of set aside, and now we're talking about the merits of the claim.
Oh man, that's a slippery slope.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good thing that you're around to help people with those things.
Yeah, we're happy to do it. We're reviewing a lot of policies right now, and some of them have what's called a virus exclusion, where there is no coverage during a virus or a bacteria event. But many of the policies we're looking at do not have that exclusion. And even though that exclusion's not in there, the insurance companies are still denying the claims. So it's important to get an attorney involved. We'll review the insurance policy free of cost. If we decide to take the case, we'll take it on a contingency basis. That means if we recover, we get paid. And if we don't recover, it doesn't cost the business owner a single thing.
Wow, that's great. And speaking of cost, what does it cost to talk to yourself or another attorney at Spiros Law?
It costs absolutely nothing. Our initial consultation is free. We could do it over the phone. We could do video chat. It's really whatever the person prefers. Most people are getting their policy from their agent. They're emailing it to us. We schedule a telephone or a video conference. We go over the policy with them, and then we kind of decide what steps should next be taken.
Okay, great. So how can they contact Spiros Law then?
So they can call us at 815-929-9292. Or they can email us at spiroslaw.com. That's our website. Go to our website. It'll show you how to get in touch with us and send us an email. We'll get back to you immediately. Or we can have what's called a live chat. We have three different ways of communicating.
Wonderful. So founding partner Jim Spiros of Spiros Law in Kankakee, contact them today to talk about business interruption claims. Again, spiroslaw.com, or call them at 815-929-9292. Jim, thank you so much for your time, and glad to have you on board, and glad that you're staying well and healthy.
Hey, thanks so much. Stay safe. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Jim.